For the second time, lawmakers in Columbus are looking over a bill that would ban indoor tanning for anyone under 18 in Ohio, even if their parents say it's okay. State House correspondent Karen Castle reports the debate over a ban is heating up.
Doctors have warned for years that indoor tanning can damage skin and eyes, and that over time it can cause premature aging, allergic reactions, and possibly skin cancer. But there's another perspective on indoor tanning that's coming to light in debate over an outright ban on tanning for minors, that of the owners and users of tanning salons.
I just have a hard time with an outright, with not having a balanced approach.
Dan Kasky owns a chain of 11 tanning salons in Ohio. He and other owners say the ban could cost them up to 15% of their business, older teens and kids under 16 who have their parents' permission to tan. The ban's sponsor is Republican Representative Terry Johnson of McDermott in Southern Ohio, who was a co-sponsor of a similar ban that failed to get voted out of committee 2 years ago. If it had become law, Ohio would have beat California to become the first state to ban indoor tanning for minors. Johnson wants the ban to pass this time.
We certainly don't want our kids drinking hard liquor, so we don't let them do that. We don't want our kids smoking cigarettes, so we don't let them do that.
That argument angers the indoor tanning industry. Salon owners say the discussion should be about stopping sunburns and using sunscreen, not about avoiding tans altogether. Joseph Levy is with the Indoor Tanning Association, and he says there are studies that show vitamin D deficiencies are developing because people don't understand that UV ray exposure is important.
That exists. That's part of the medical opinion right now. What I'm saying is the proponents have told you that this is tobacco, and that's absolutely ludicrous. That's why I have a problem with this.
Levy also says a tan can boost the protection that sunscreen offers. But Johnson says, as a doctor, he can't ignore what he feels is solid medical research.
I look at the same data that the tanning bed industry looks at, and I say there's danger here, and I don't think people are well enough informed about tanning. I think we need to protect our kids in Ohio, and this is one way to do it.
Johnson says it isn't a total ban he's proposing, that kids with prescriptions to tan could still do so. But salon owners say they fear kids who still want to tan will seek out tanning beds in homes where there are no licenses or safety regulations. And some tanning salon patrons say they feel the ban tramples on their rights. Susan Newton of Dublin says she's made an educated choice to allow her teenage kids to go tanning.
So for me, my number one point for coming was that as a parent, I would like the ability to continue to make those choices.
Johnson says he's sympathetic to opponents' concerns, but he says public safety overrides them.
I'm very sensitive about small business. I'm a very conservative person. I'm also very concerned about parental rights. You know, I want to be able to make decisions about my kids. On the other hand, there are some mitigating circumstances.
Ohio is one of 31 states considering new rules on tanning for kids under 18. Two states, California and Vermont, have banned minors from using indoor tanning beds. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.